Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and tune in radio, and present on 45 great podcast destinations. This just in, it's Valentine's Day 2024, and tomorrow will be televised. Today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Great to have you with us on this Valentine's Day afternoon, a beautiful Wednesday here in the Big Apple, 33 degrees top of the hour. We welcome you to a special midweek edition of the program All About TV's current and future. Happy to have you with us. We have a big show in store for you. Coming up later this half hour, we'll be joined by the cheetah girl herself, Sabrina Bryan, and from Boy Meets World co-star Will Friedle. They're now teaming up for a new podcast available on many of the places that this show is on podcast called Magical Rewind. It's all about classic Disney television. And if you have a question or comment for them and for our guests upcoming, all you have to do is give us a call. Just use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, speaker, tune in radio. Or get involved with our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Today's episode is going to do things a little bit differently. Because we're going to have two interviews back-to-back, we are going to move news notes, our classic trivia question, brand new one today, with seven prizes in play, and other features into our second half hour. And now joining us for our first half hour is from here in Nueva York, the co-founder and the chief executive of a very interesting interactive service venture called The Take, Tyler Cooper. Tyler, great to have you with us, and happy V-Day to you.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Simon. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's a pleasure, and we're excited to have you. Tell everybody what The Take is all about and how you're using artificial intelligence to come up with interactive services.
Yeah, sure. So we founded The Take around a really simple viewer pain point that I'm sure a lot of your listeners can identify with. But it's all about when someone's sitting at home, they're watching television, and they see something amazing on screen. Oftentimes, it's really hard, if not impossible, for that viewer to identify exactly what product they're looking at, where it's available for sale, who made it, everything else. And so our mission as a company is to unlock all of that product information, that brand information, at the moment of inspiration, and then to get out of the way. So, to put this into some kind of, example for you, this could be somebody sitting down to watch the Lakers game and LeBron James walks out with some incredible pair of sneakers on. And there are, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of viewers at home who want to know exactly which shoes LeBron has on tonight. And they want to buy those shoes as well. But it's really hard without some kind of enabling technology or solution. The same thing can happen when someone sits down to watch The Bachelor and a contestant walks out in a beautiful dress and someone wants to know, hey, who made that dress? Where can I get it? How much is it? Everything else. And we're here to unlock that information for that viewer in that moment of inspiration. And in doing so, we solve a really cool problem for the viewers, but we also unlock a really valuable moment for the brands that have their products in this programming. So it's really a win-win for the viewer and for the brands and for everyone that participates in this.
It sounds like if somebody wants to not only get information, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Simon, yeah, I was going to say, I need to take it home for you. So the way we solve for this is we integrate an AI-based solution into both connected TV devices that allows viewers to access all of this information, all this product information with just the click of a button. And we also integrate this solution directly into streaming applications, again, where all of this information is just accessible with a quick click of the remote. So that does mean, when the viewer is sitting there watching a shoppable program on, let's say, an LG TV, we're in, tens of millions of LG TVs today, they can click a button, identify, all of the products on screen, purchase the products that they're interested in, and then clear out the experience so that they can go back to just watching the program that they're viewing.
If you own an LG smart television set, can you use this application now? And if so, what kind of feedback are you getting from LG users?
Yeah, that's right. So it's available today, again, in tens of millions of LG TVs. We just also announced two very cool partnerships, one with a company called Telly that has a really interesting model. They've built a really amazing television device that they're actually giving away to consumers for free. So if you're interested, I think you can go to freetele.com and sign up. And then DAZN is a streaming platform that we've just announced a partnership with where we're integrated directly in that. But yeah, so we're live today. The data has been amazing. We're seeing incredible engagement rates. It's really interesting. We see engagement on everything from, you know, the sneaker example in the NBA. We actually had a really cool viral moment with that where someone was so amazed with the solution that they recorded it. They posted it to social media. It went viral. It was viewed millions and millions of times and liked hundreds of thousands of times. It's picked up by ESPN SportsCenter and by Bleacher Report and a number of other outlets. So we see incredible engagement in the live sports arena, but we also see incredible engagement in things like reality programming and things like scripted dramas and all sorts of different content. So it's really widely applicable. The response has been honestly amazing so far.
What is LG doing to promote this? Because for some people, some of our listeners, this might be the first time they're hearing, oh, I didn't know LG had an application like this, had a venture like this where I can find out more products about information about the products I want, but also I can buy them, you know, on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a few different ways that we're working with LG to educate people on the availability of the feature. One very organic way that this happens is when you unbox your TV and you put it on the wall and you start watching programming, every so often you'll get a very subtle notification on the device that will tell you or remind you that the programming you're watching is actually shoppable. And you can click that notification to engage our feature and identify all the products on screen. So that's really kind of the first organic touch point. Outside of that, there's also materials included in the boxes with the TVs that explains how to use this. So it's kind of an informational flyer that comes with the television. And then we've also done some really cool marketing campaigns with LG, social campaigns, et cetera, where they've put together some really amazing videos showing how this works and included some really cool celebrities in those as well. It's a multi-pronged approach, but certainly trying to grow awareness as to the availability of this both with LG, but also with our other partners, Tele and DAZN and the like. So,
Now talk more about Tele. We've covered them on this program ever since last May when they first came out into the marketplace in public saying we are going to first offer as many as 500,000 sets for free by the end of last year, and we're going to do all these things with the television set where you, in return for getting the information, we're going to make the TV set an interactive experience where you can do everything from get sports scores, news headlines that are personalized to you, interactive ads that are personalized to you on one corner of the screen. What's been the experience like with them?
Fantastic. They're a great team. They're building an amazing product. I think Ilya has a really exceptional vision for what the ideal TV can look like in the future and looks like in what they're building. For us, in what we do, it is an exceptional opportunity to put our solution front and center for the viewer in a way that is really organic. So on the Tele sets, the way that this works is when you're tuning and changing programs on the device, we have a widget that loads down below on that second screen. In that widget, it will, you know, detect exactly what program you're watching, when within the program you are, what products are on screen at that exact moment, and surface those in this widget on that second screen so that, you know, as you're viewing the program, you'll see these products kind of cycling in and out through that widget that tells you exactly what this feature is without, you know, really having to educate you outside of the experience. And so it's awesome, an awesome way to surface our technology. Then if the user clicks on that widget with their remote, it allows them to dive in and get, you know, a deeper look into exactly what products are on screen. And we use our AI technology on the back end to identify roughly 500 products per hour of television. So we drive a really, really rich experience where you as a viewer, Simon, if you're watching, you know, a given show, you might be interested in a pair of shoes on screen, and you can identify those. But I might be watching that same show at my house and be interested in a jacket. Well, I can identify that jacket through the interface as well. So all of that information is organized and presented through Telly's second screen in a really intuitive way. And it's something we're really excited about. I think they're doing an amazing job over there.
Are there any other smart TV set makers that you're working with?
So none that we can say publicly, but we're in advanced discussions with several others right now.
Now, as you mentioned, you're also working with an interactive service, or I should say a content maker. That's Dazn, or D-A-Z-N. That's the venture that was formed by the former head of ESPN, John Skipper. How are they involved with your company?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So we've covered kind of the way that we can integrate our technology directly into hardware like a connected TV device. But another route to the viewer for us is by integrating our technology directly into streaming platforms. That's what we're doing with DAZN. So in that instance, we integrate, into the app itself, and that way our technology travels with the app wherever it's downloaded, regardless of the hardware that you're consuming it on. So it's a really great way for us to accelerate kind of our time to market with an app partner by just embedding directly into their video player as it's distributed through their app. So that's the way we're working with them. We announced that partnership in January at CES, had a really great reception there. We're launching in the near future, and we'll be making some more headlines as that launch goes live.
And are there any other programming services or networks that you're also working with?
Yeah, we're working with a handful of other streaming platforms to roll a similar functionality out with them, akin to what we're doing with DAZN now. Again, I can't talk about those publicly just yet, but we'll make sure to reach out as soon as those are announced.
Tyler Cooper is the co-founder and chief executive of The Take. He joins us here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. If a question or comment for him, bring it in, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk about classic Disney television with the co-host of the new podcast, Magical Rewind, from the Cheetah Girls, Sabrina Bryant, and Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. They'll be with us in about 10 minutes. For an interview that will join, that will continue through before the next hour. And coming your way Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, our next episode at our regular time, we'll have the founder and chief executive of ThinkFact, Jack Perry. He's got a brand new service that involves local news, public affairs, sports, and culture content contributed by over 300 broadcast stations, which you can get in your smart TV set or device. It's called Zeam, Z-E-A-M. And also, from the brand new Great American Country series, County Rescue, their first scripted series premiering next week. Also on Great American Pure Fix, we'll have creator Brian Baugh and co-star Brent Vavell. It's coming your way Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tyler, what is your sense of the role that AI is going to play in interactive television beyond the shoppable ad?
That's a great question. I mean, I think I can say kind of in our use case, what it does is really makes this a scalable solution. So, going back to, one of our key kind of selling points is that we don't just identify a single product in an episode of television. We'll identify 500 products in an episode of television. And that's really, really important from a user standpoint because it allows every individual who's at home watching that program to identify whatever it is they're interested in during that episode. And it's much more of a pull strategy than it is a push. We're not pushing a single product on you. We're allowing you to go in and identify whatever it is that you think is cool. To do that scalably and cost efficiently, AI is absolutely critical. So that's what allows us to go in and really break down an episode of television and automatically identify all the categories of items that are appearing there to match those products with our retail database of hundreds of millions of products and find those products and allow the viewer to then access those and purchase those. So for us, it's all about scale. I think that there's a number of other experiences that AI will benefit in terms of interactive television, whether that's engaging with and finding new content, whether that is communicating with various polling services, et cetera. I think there's a ton of different applications, but for us, it's something we've been working on, for nearly a decade. So we were very early to the AI party, But it's proven to be tremendously valuable for us in terms of our operating costs, and then also for our viewers in terms of the functionality that we're able to deliver.
When we've been talking with Telly, Tyler, they have told us, we want to be the iPhone of television. We want to offer anything you can get on an iPhone or a smartphone, you can do with television, whether it's place a sports bet, whether it is doing banking, doing shopping, control other appliances and other aspects of your smart home or apartment, whether it is working, connecting with the washer dryer, or the refrigerator freezer, the microwave oven, or the video doorbell. We want to do all of that. And we also want to be a place for video chat and a place for games and a place for content perhaps where you interact with the content. Do you see AI giving those applications a realistic shot at happening on the television set?
Absolutely. I think that one of the there's a couple of things happening there with Telly, but I really believe in that vision that they have. And I think that AI comes into play in a couple different ways. One, it does, you know, it is the kind of backbone of a service like ours, which allows you to interact with all the products and everything you see on screen, because AI is what breaks that program down and identifies all the contextual elements of it. But it also allows you to engage with other features through just natural language processing, right? So voice queries, et cetera, talking to your TV, telling it what you want it to do and everything else, makes engaging with that, you know, that large device on the wall much easier than it would have been if you had to do all of that just with a remote. So I know they're doing some very cool stuff with voice commands at Telly, and I think that that will be integral in facilitating this vision of, you know, a really robust interactive experience on your primary screen.
Mm-hmm. Also, I wonder what you think about the use of generative AI. For example, last fall, Amazon announced that if you have an Amazon Fire TV set, you can now use generative AI to create your own video art gallery, whether you want the masters or the more contemporary modern artists, as well as create your own video art and put it on the television screen. What do you think about generative AI as a way to not just do video art or have your TV set become a virtual art gallery, but even the possibility of creating content, let's say using AI to create user-generated content? And if so, could it run into complications in terms of possible, you know, legal or governmental issues?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I definitely believe in the power of generative AI. I think that, you know, there's personally, I think that there's always going to be room for humans to be involved in the content creation business. I think that while it can certainly create some very cool visual effects and it can help aid in the production process, I don't think that there's yet any real risk of it completely automating and doing away with, you know, the brilliant writers that are in the writing rooms and around the world. But I certainly think it can be a tool that helps benefit content creation. There's a company called Wonder Dynamics, I believe, that is doing really cool AI-generated special effects for content production. I don't know if you guys have covered it, but it's an actor, Ty Sheridan, I believe is his name, who founded that company, and they're doing some really cool stuff with AI. So I think that, you know, it has a place in the content creation ecosystem, but I don't think it's a total threat to the production process either. So, but yeah, I'm excited about it.
What about animation? I mean, we just had Nickelodeon's presentation of the Super Bowl, where they had SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr alongside the announcing team of Noah Eagle and Nate Burleson, and all sorts of animation. We had Disney last year with the Toy Story Football Fun Day, the Sunday game from overseas, which they used the Toy Story motif to create animation on the spot. Is AI in whatever form, generative or something else, ChatGPT, could that be a way to speed up the animation process, which has been sometimes has hurt animated TV series from getting on the air in quicker fashion?
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't. I think that makes a lot of sense, given where the technology is today and where it's going. It's a little bit outside of my, you know, field of expertise. I'm not using AI for animation today in any real way, but I don't see, given what I know, why it couldn't and why it won't help expedite that process.
Mm-hmm. The name of the venture is The Take, and it is working right now with LG Smart TV sets, with Tele, the very unique Smart TV set, which we have covered in this program several times over the last year, and hopefully soon with other Smart TV sets and devices, as well as independent companies like Dazen, the sports television service. If you want more details about what Tyler's venture is all about, go to thetake.ai online. That's thetake.ai online. And we'll keep you posted, obviously, as further developments go. Tyler, thank you very much for coming on the program. Congratulations on what you've already been doing, and hopefully much, much more to come. I have a hunch that what you're doing is going to be showing up with more Smart TV set makers and device makers and the applications that they generate in the days and months ahead.
Absolutely, Simon. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Tyler Cooper from The Take joining me here in New York. In case you haven't heard, there is a brand new podcast. It started last month, all about classic Disney television. It is called Magical Rewind, and it's running on many of the podcast sites that take this very program. Joining us live from Los Angeles and the Internet Radio exclusive, the two co-hosts of the program, from The Cheetah Girls, the co-star Sabrina Bryant, and from Boy Meets World, Will Friedle. Sabrina and Will, happy B-Day to you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Great. To both of you, great, and we're happy to have you both with us. And for those of you out there who have a question or comment for them, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. By the way, the phone line is good anywhere you're catching us, across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. And Sabrina, we'll start with you. How did this project get off the ground?
Well, Will has a very successful podcast on iHeartRadio, as I'm sure everyone knows, Pod Meets World, which dives into the nostalgia of his show that he was involved with the entire time of many, many seasons, Boy Meets World. And he had a great idea of taking that nostalgia from not just one, you know, project that's on the channel, but opening it up and widening it to all the Disney Channel original movies, as well as the Walt Disney, all of the movies that are on Disney, Walt World, Disney. Oh, my gosh, Will, I'm killing the name of those.
The Wonderful World of Disney.
Thank you. So he had a great... He had a great idea of going back and rewatching them, just recognizing that right now we are in just a state of nostalgia and the resurgence of all of our movies and shows that we just loved within the 90s and the 2000s. And, you know, Disney has just, they knock it out of the park every time. You know, they make such wonderful movies that have amazing messages that really, you know, even can start movements such as girl power, you know, bring lots of the love of musicals to life for the next generations. And so we just wanted to take the time to dive in deep and rewatch those movies and just bring up old memories, get people from each of those memories on to talk about their experience and, you know, how much fun everyone loved making these incredible movies for kids within all decades.
Well, was there a specific Disney Channel movie or Wonderful World of Disney, Wonderful the Color for those, remember the 60s version, movie that inspired you particularly to give this podcast a go?
There was, unfortunately, and as egotistical as this sounds, it was my movie, My Date with the President's Daughter. I had been going to the conventions and doing live shows with my Pod Meets World fellow castmates, and we just started to get a whole ridiculous amount of questions everywhere we went about My Date with the President's Daughter. There had been this huge resurgence, and I realized I hadn't seen it since it came out in 1997, and so that's where the idea came from, was why don't we watch it again and talk about the film. And then when we finally were lucky enough to get Sabrina on board, we realized we could jump right from there to the Cheetah Girls. And so we were able to go back-to-back with that stuff, and it really helped us to cement where we wanted to start the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And Sabrina, I remember watching the Cheetah Girls because not only did I see the film when it came out on Disney Channel, but we also had Devin Martin Chase, one of the key executive producers on our show. Later on another project. And by the way, she's now the executive producer of The Equalizer, which is going to be starting Sunday. It's last season on CBS. I'm curious if there was, like the same thing with Will, a particular Disney movie that inspired you to be part of this with Will.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I was a Disney kid through and through. I grew up watching the channel, mainly was my main source of entertainment, starting, you know, back with my favorite show was Kids Incorporated, you know, the Disney, the Disney Channel movies that they would have every month. That would come out every DCOM was basically, it seemed like they were coming out once a month. So I was a huge fan of so many of them. My top favorites, you know, were Donnie Tsunami and Brink. Those were two movies that I absolutely loved. I loved how they were sports driven. I was definitely into sports growing up as well, not just singing and dancing. And, you know, those movies were the first two that came in my mind of, oh my gosh, I haven't watched those in forever. And I would love to go back and rewatch it and jump back into when I was a little teenager during, you know, my surf and skate area, you know, era of my life and loving to do that, get outside and, you know, just romp around. And it was so fun to be able to, we have actually covered both those movies now. And so it's been awesome to look back at it and have it through a different vision of eyes. Of course, now I'm an adult, I'm a parent, so some of the safety issues kind of pop out of me and go, what? Why don't they have helmets on, or why aren't they buckled, you know? But at the same time, it's just been so fun to rewatch each of the movies that we've gotten a chance to so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long did it take from the idea for both of you to do this to get this podcast series on the air, line up the affiliates, line up the iHearts and the Apple Podcasts and so forth, but also to get the studio space, line the talent up, figure out here's what our first episode is going to be about, our second, and so forth. What was the process like?
The process actually was relatively easy just because I was already in the iHeart family with Pod Meets World, so I called our executive producer and I said, I have this idea, and she said, great, I love it, let's do this. So from the time, you know, I was on a walk with my dog when I actually came up with the idea, and so from there till recording, I'd say it's about 6 months of solid work, you know, making sure that we could get Sabrina on board and we could line up the guests that we wanted. I mean, everything you just said, it certainly takes a village to do a show like this. So getting everybody together and making sure that we were able to put out the product that we wanted to put out took a little bit of time, but we wanted to make sure that we did it right.
Sabrina, is this a once-a-week podcast, or is it twice a week like ours?
So we have a main episode that comes out every Wednesday, and then on Sundays we are having what is called a Park Hopper Pass, and that's when we are bringing in guest celebrities that were in the movies that we've already rewatched and reviewed and getting some insight behind the scenes, you know, what went on in between tapings, what their audition process was. And really that's been so fun because everyone that we've talked to so far, you can just see it in their eyes and within the smile on their face that they are just taking themselves back to a younger age when they, you know, for so many stars, this was one of their, you know, newer or, you know, very beginners type jobs that they've done that then, you know, push them right into the limelight and they've gone on to do even bigger things. But it's so fun to watch them reminisce about the cast that they worked with, where they were working. And so that's called our Park Hopper Pass. But the actual full episode of a review will come out once a week. And then we hope to have a Park Hopper Pass every week as well.
Magical Rewind is the podcast we are talking about. It now runs, as you just heard, twice a week. And it runs on many of the wonderful podcast affiliates that this program has on, like Spotify, the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. And we are speaking live from Los Angeles with the co-host, Sabrina Bryan. Many of you know her from the Cheetah Girls movies, and Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. And they're both with us live right now on Tomorrow Be Televised, and they will stay with us into our second half hour. So I'm with you live from New York, where it is now 33 degrees coming toward the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Sabrina and Will will stay with us into the next few minutes of half hour number two. Also, we've got news notes coming up. We'll tell you about the possibility of Walmart maybe becoming a smart TV set owner. That's right. We'll give all details about that, plus our new classic trivia question and seven prizes in play. So stay with us for that and more after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and Tune.com. Together, we reach over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, in honor of the new movie, Bob Marley, One Love, a special tribute coming your way in 90 minutes from now on BTR. That's the Bob Marley Tribute Special today, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Bob Marley Tribute Special, that's today, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget the new movie, Bob Marley, One Love, premieres today, possibly in a movie theater near you. And don't forget also, Best BTR 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Valentine's Day 2024 Wednesday. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. 33 at the bottom of the hour. One of those is just joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we're rejoined again in Los Angeles by Sabrina Bryan and Will Friedle from the new podcast, Magical Rewind. Will, who are some of the guests and movies that you have showcased so far on your service, on your series, I should say?
Well, so far we started with My Date with the President's Daughter. We brought my co-host Elizabeth Arnois on. Then we did The Cheetah Girls, and we were able to bring on Keeley Williams, who is actually Sabrina's best friend. We've done Christina Vidal from Brink. We also just had a new special guest from Brink. We won't be announcing just quite yet. We're going to have people from The Descendants. We're going to be, you name it, we're going to be getting the guests because people are usually very, very proud of the Disney Channel movies that they did. So they've been very eager to come and talk about their experiences shooting these films.
Sabrina, am I right? Christina Vidal, I believe she was also Talia on Nickelodeon for several years.
She was.
Yes. She's had an incredible career. She was on Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan. She actually was in a music video with Will Smith during the Men in Black era. I mean, she's an incredible artist, both musically and within her acting career. So she has done so much, and she's still a current actress that is really out there just killing the game. And I love how much she was able to talk about how she didn't even realize the representation that she had during her time as being a very female empowerment forward actress, and really kind of just didn't even see that because she was just loving life. And she's one of the very few Hispanic actors out there as well, or Latin actors, was being given opportunities. So she was the forefront of a lot of different movements that are now very, very relevant and big at this time. And she was really at the beginning of a lot of that.
And I believe, Sabrina and Will, that her sister is Lisa Vidal, who has done a number of television series like Being Mary Jane with Garrow Union on BET, one of their first scripted series. And some people might know her also from a wonderful movie called I Like It Like That. A lot of people know that theme music. And she was in that movie. I think that was her breakout in terms of movie acting, so, and TV acting too. So it's really something. Will, what's been your favorite guest or movie so far you've talked about?
The guest, Christina was actually, she was a phenomenal guest. Seeing Elizabeth again was a wonderful experience as well. The movie that surprised me the most, just because it is not a not the type of thing I normally like. I'm not a huge fan of musicals where people just randomly break into song and dance. So I was a little leery going into watching The Descendants, but man, that movie was just a ton of fun. The young actors were wonderful. It really sucked me in. I can't wait to see the sequels. I'm holding off, obviously, until we're going to recap them on the show. But that movie really surprised me. I liked it quite a bit.
And Sabrina, what about you?
Same. Honestly, I had never seen The Descendants before. And we watched that movie, and it just, I mean, it pulled me in right from the very, very first big opening routine. I loved it. I'm a huge Disney fanatic, so I loved all of the details. If you pay attention, each detail really brings you back to specific stories that are all, you know, some of my favorite classic movies, like Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and I just really fell in love with all of the characters, and we are going to absolutely watch all of them, and both Will and I are holding back to, even though we wanted to so bad go straight into Descendants 2, we're holding back until it's a closer time where we're actually going to rewatch and review that movie. But we both just fell in love with that franchise. It was pretty epic.
Those movies unleashed a whale of talent. Dove Cameron, who also did her own Disney Channel sitcom series, Sophia Carson has become a popular singer, actress as well in her own right. It's just like every time these movies come out, whether it's Descendants or Zombies, High School Musical, et cetera, they always seem to bust loose with new talent.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's one thing that Disney certainly can do is find stars. Disney has never had a problem finding current and future stars. So, yeah, that's one thing that we're noticing. And, you know, these Wonderful World of Disney movies go back so far that they've been finding talent since the 50s and the 60s when you've got people like Kurt Russell and some of the biggest actors in the world, these A-list actors, started their career with Disney. So that's something that they've always been able to do, is find these mega talents before anybody else has been able to spot them.
Mm-hmm. We've got the co-host of Magical Rewind. It's the new podcast. It's available on everywhere from the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, probably many or most of the people that take this program. Those platforms take this program. We've got the two co-hosts from the program, from the Cheetah Girls, Sabrina Bryant, from Boy Meets World, Will Friedle. They're both of us live from Los Angeles. They'll be with us for a few more minutes here on Smart Beat Televised. Let's hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Sabrina, who are some of the guests that you're looking forward, or movies you're looking forward to showing up on the program?
Oh, my goodness. Our list goes on and on. You know, we are definitely – I'm excited to watch the Smart House movie. I know that I watched it way back when, but I do not remember a whole lot of that one. But we've asked on Instagram quite a few different movies. I'm trying to think of another one that, you know – obviously we're going to get to High School Musical, which I'm really excited because – Will has not seen any of those movies, and those are movies
no.
I have definitely seen. So I can't wait to see his reaction to those movies. And then, you know, we're hoping to do even more of those Magical Worlds of Disney movies. We're hoping Disney Plus will put some more out there so that we have a chance for both Will and I, as well as, you know, our followers and the fans of the podcast, to be able to go and rewatch and relive again. You know, movies like Tiger Cruise. There's just so many different facets that we would be able to do if there were more opportunities for the streaming available. So we're just hoping to keep pushing along, and as we do, more and more movies will come out, and we'll get to really enjoy all of them.
You know, Will, the original High School Musical movie was one of the all-time, not just Disney Channel programs, but in terms of viewership, one of the all-time single promos on cable. And everybody still remembers the soundtrack with great original songs like We're All In This Together. That one number, by the way, I think you will definitely be like up and at it with that. It's a really terrific number. It's choreographed by Kenny Ortega. It's so super.
No, I can't wait. I mean, that's certainly one that I'm looking forward to, just because I've obviously heard of the entire High School Musical franchise. I've heard about what a juggernaut it was back in the day. But, you know, I just missed it time-wise for my age. And that's one of the things that we like about this podcast so much, is we realize that every generation kind of had their own Disney Channel movie or Disney Channel Wonderful World of Disney. And so we get to go back now and watch them as adults, and I get to go back and watch all these ones that I missed. So I'm excited to see the High School Musicals. I want to see – everyone's told me that number two is better than number one. I don't know. I'm gonna have to keep my eyes open, my opinions to myself, until I get a chance to actually see them all.
Sabrina, have any of your listeners come in with requests like, this is the Disney Channel or Wonderful World of Disney movie that I'd like to hear both of you cover.
Oh, yes. They have come back with some that I've never heard one. There's a – Will, do you know the finishing of this, the lemonade, the –
I saw a bunch of people asking for that. No, I'd never heard of that one either. There's a ton of them that we don't know about.
Right. Yes, I know. There's a few. The names are so fun. That's one of the favorite parts about how fun each of them are. I know that we're looking forward to doing, you know, the Luck of the Irish as it gets closer to St. Patrick's Day, and they've definitely been asking for that one. A lot of people are big fans of Halloween Town, which will be fun, you know, especially as we get closer, you know, to Halloween. And I mean, there's just so many that the list goes on, and they'll of course love the big mega ones that have, you know, 2 and 3. They've asked for the Cheetah Girls second one, the Cheetah Girls third one, of course, all of the High School Musical, all of the Descendants. But we're looking forward to finding those little pocket ones like Hatching Pete, you know, one that you might not even remember, but it wasn't one of the big, big ones. But, you know, there's always those that are out there that we're looking forward to being able to have our listeners recommend to us, and us to find some really amazing gems within the pile of the DCOM.
I have an idea for you for a Disney Channel movie to cover in the promo. That's before we wrap up. But Will is wondering, are there any opportunities to do episodes that go further back, to do maybe some of the movies that were presented as 2 or 3 part episodes of The Wonderful World of Color or Disneyland back in the 50s, Wonderful World of Color in the 60s, Walt Disney Presents in the 70s, you know, films like The Three Lives of Thomasina, Johnny Tremaine, Zorro, I believe it was a Zorro movie, the Davy Crockett films, and so on.
So, yeah, I mean, the quick answer is yes, we hope so, because what we have to do is we want to make sure that any films that we watch, people can watch with us. So we want to make sure that they're able to be streamed, or they're able to be, you know, you can watch them on YouTube. But yes, I mean, that's ideally what we want to do, is to be able to go back and watch from the beginning. All the Walt's Wonderful World of Color to the Wonderful World of Disney to Zoog Disney, we want to be able to watch all of these movies. We just want to make sure that our fans can watch along with us. So the more that Disney makes accessible, the more that we're going to be able to cover.
Yeah. So here's the idea. Did any of you ever see Gotta Kick It Up?
Of course. Well, there's a chance that's going to be one that we're covering very soon.
It was a wonderful film.
Oh yeah,
it was. And there when I say there's a chance, it's the next one we're doing.
And Susan, who was the star of that film, the adult star who later did Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, we had her on when she did a Disney Plus series called Encores, which featured high school productions of Disney plays or Disney musicals.
Oh wow,
oh, it's a great
that's
idea.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's Susan Egan, correct?
Right, Susan Egan. She was wonderful. We had her on the show when that series was on Disney Plus. Wonderful talent and terrific guest.
Yes, it was. We will be covering that movie certainly. It was. I may have even watched it last night. You never know.
Will, I got to ask you, at some point, will we hear on this podcast a Boy Meets World reunion?
Who knows? I mean, we on Pod Meets World, we've certainly had many Boy Meets World reunions, but the whole cast together doing an actual a new episode or a new movie, who knows? Stranger things have happened, but I honestly, there's been no talk of it as of now.
Mm-hmm. And Sabrina, I'll ask you, because you were involved with the Cheetah Girls, you mentioned those movies, but you also had, like, Raven Simone, of course, doing That's So Raven, and now Raven's Home for all sorts of seasons. Any possibility that we might do an episode of Magic Rewind about that, with maybe having Raven come on?
I absolutely would love to. I mean, this is our 20th anniversary of the first movie, so I think this would be an incredible time to get a reunion together. So I absolutely hope. I know the fans have been asking for it for a very long time. You know, and they would love to see the four of us together in probably any aspect, whether it was to do a tour, to do a concert, or to do another movie. I think they would love to see the four of us together again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can hear the two of these folks, Sabrina Byron and Will Friedle, on Magical Rewind. It is the new podcast that they have put together. It runs twice a week on many of the same podcasts. We take this program tomorrow to be televised. We're talking the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so forth. Are there plans, by the way, to do a website? Or is there any way that people can, anywhere online that people can get more information?
Yeah, they can follow us if they want on Instagram, on Magical Rewind Pod, which will give you everything that you'd want to know about the show. You can also follow Pod Meets World Show, will also on Instagram, gives you a lot of information when it comes to Magical Rewind as well.
And there you go. Sabrina, Will, it has been a delightful time having you on. Thanks so much for what you're doing. All the very best with your continued success with your podcast, Magical Rewind. Love to come on your show. You're always welcome to come back on our show anytime. And both of you have a wonderful rest of your Valentine's Day and super rest of the week, too.
Thank you too.
Thanks so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much, Sabrina, and we'll take care. All the greatest.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sabrina Byron and Will Friedle joining us live from Los Angeles right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And before we get to the rest of our program, let's give you the latest TV news notes. The nation's largest retailer may be close to taking over one of the nation's largest smart TV set producers. Several reports from media and technology news internet sites claim Walmart is talking to Vizio over acquiring the set maker for $2 billion. Vizio is one of several smart TV builders Walmart sells across the United States through its store and e-commerce operations. Walmart also sells smart TVs under its own brand and has a partnership with Roku to create action messages where Roku users can order and pay for Walmart merchandise through their smart TV sets and devices. Vizio and Walmart have not made any public statements on these reports at this hour. Now, quickies, the post-Super Bowl debut of Tracker Sunday night on CBS had 18.4 million viewers. An encore presentation of that episode will run tomorrow night, and you can catch our exclusive interview with executive producer and the director of that first episode, Ken Olin, at our homepage, Tomorrow Be Televised, blogtalkradio.com/televised, our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, and, of course, our podcast affiliates. Peacock greenlighted a quartet of new scripted series earlier this afternoon. NBA superstar Steph Curry will star in one of those series, mockumentary Mr. Throwback. News Nation will be Geraldo Rivera's new TV home as of tonight. He'll serve as a correspondent at large for various programming. The debut will be on the Cuomo program this evening. No more Tacoma FD at True TV. The service canceled the popular scripted parody of firefighters and first responders at work and play after four seasons. About 1.8 million people witnessed Jon Stewart's return to part-time anchor person duty at The Daily Show Monday night. That's the largest episode audience for Comedy Central's 11 p.m. series in weeknight form in 5 years. Star Trek Discovery's fifth and final season launches April 4th on Paramount Plus. 10 new episodes will run. Breaking news from NBC's Porsche of the TV Critics Tour in Los Angeles. Good Girls executive producers Jenna Banz and Bill Krebs are putting together a new series pilot, Grosse Pointe Garden Society. The storyline? Four members of a suburban garden club get engaged in a murder mystery and other mischief. And Sci-Fi has decided to keep a small lineup of original scripted series intact through the end of 2024. New seasons of Reginald the Vampire, The Ark, Chucky, Surreal Estate, and Resident Alien will appear this spring and summer. And that is news notes for today. Coming up next, our new classic trivia question with seven prizes still in play. And we are still looking for our first trivia winner of 2024. We'll get to that after we get to this message from Liquid IV. If you haven't heard, there's a new wellness routine making the rounds that's easy to take and keeps you in fully hydrated shape. We're talking Liquid IV. It's a great-tasting drink mix in stick form that, when you add with water, delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. And what's more, you get five essential vitamins, B3, 5, 6, 12, and vitamin C, and three times the electrolyte of traditional sports drinks. There's 12 flavors to drink. They're all delicious and refreshing, like Concord Grape, Passion Fruit, and Watermelon, plus a separate line of sugar-free flavors, Green Grape and Peach, to name two. And remember, Liquid IV is gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. So go to liquidiv.com to order. When you do, you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISED at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop for better hydration today. Just use the promo code TELEVISED, T-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at liquidiv.com. LiquidIV.com. That's LiquidIV.com. LiquidIV, fueling life's adventures with real hydrating. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. Brand new question premiering today. And again, we have seven prizes in play. We are still looking for our first winner of 2024. We've got the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, the free Uber card from AMC Networks, the free Redbox Movie Night, courtesy of Crackle Connect. We've got two wonderful CDs for you. Chicago's Greatest Hits with super tunes like 25 or 6 to 4. Baby, What a Big Surprise. Another Rainy Day in New York City. Does anybody really know what time it is? Other great songs. Some of them are so perfect for this Valentine's Day Wednesday 2024. And we've got the Lifetime Women in Rock Collection with super songs like The Bangles or songs like Hazy Shade of Winter by The Bangles and Baby, I Can't Please You by Sam Phillips, Cheap Off by Cyndi Lauper, Would I Lie to You by Annie Lennox and the Rhythmics, so much more, too. And we have two wonderful books for you from Emmy Award-winning writer, showrunner of Northern Exposure fame, Jeff Nelvoin, who was on this show last fall, Running the Show, TV from the Inside. And from USC professor David Craig, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War. The Day After is the ABC landmark television movie that marked 40 years of its broadcast last November. And all that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. One of the great series in the 1970s was The Waltons, a story about a family in Appalachia that became America's family over the course of a decade in the 70s into the early 80s. Here's the question. How many children did the Waltons have? That includes John Boy, played by Richard Thomas, in his Emmy-winning performance. How many children did the Waltons have? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email your answer, enclose your name and your mailing address so that if you are first with the correct answer and you win, we can get the prize out to you as soon as possible. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, here's the question. How many children did the Waltons have? Get that answer in, simonapple04@yahoo.com. First one wins. And remember, in order to win, you got to play in because all we get are emails. That's it. We don't take social media answers. Email, email, email. And the first one that gets the correct answer wins. So in order to win, play right in. Do so today. And all the very best. Finally, two comments. Number one, if you haven't heard the news, Tyler Perry, who already has a Netflix deal for movies, now has a Netflix deal, first look for television series. And the first one should be coming out by the end of this year. You may be wondering, is Tyler Perry giving up BET and BET Plus to have his first of Netflix deal? The answer is no. He will continue to put together a series at his Atlanta studio complex for BET and BET Plus. He also has an equity interest in BET Studios, which hopefully will come out with its first original shows this year after being formed more than a year ago. And finally, yesterday, we learned that one of the great radio communicators, Public Radio's Bob Edwards, who started his career after graduating from yours truly's alma mater, American University, in 1972, became a correspondent at National Public Radio, then graduated being co-host with Susan Stamberg for many years of All Things Considered, and then for nearly 20 years, the primary anchor for Morning Edition, weekday mornings on NPR, passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Bob was truly one of the great gifted voices of any radio, public, broadcast, satellite radio, etc. Bob had a great penchant for knowledge, a great penchant for interviewing people, a great penchant for coming on in the morning or afternoon in an easy, relaxed, intimate style. When you heard Bob Edwards speak into a microphone, you got. He was talking to you. He was respecting your curiosity. He was respecting your willingness to hear the great minds, the most interesting minds, the most interesting people around, and to hear reporting that went beyond the norm at NPR. Unfortunately, his ability to reach 20 years at NPR with Morning Edition was stymied. He was let go from the service before they could celebrate 20 years of Morning Edition. He later was hired by SiriusXM Satellite Radio and he had his award-winning Bob Edwards show on. And through an interesting agreement with Public Radio National, the Bob Edwards Weekend Show was distributed to public radio stations around the country for nearly a decade. He also did a podcast as well for AARP. Bob, as I said, like Charles Osgood, was one of the great communicators on radio or television or any medium. When you heard Bob Edwards talk, you knew that you were in for stimulating conversation, stimulating reporting that took your interest with great appreciation and great respect. He never took anybody's listening for granted. He never took any guest for granted. That's the kind of person Bob Edwards was. And I'm so thrilled that he was a graduate of my school, American University. I know a lot of people who appreciate his work are sad that he's passed away. The good news is that I'm sure that NPR and Public Radio National and SiriusXM will pay a lot of tribute to Bob over the coming weeks and months by bringing us the best interviews and the best reporting he did during his time on the air. Bob Edwards, a one-of-a-kind journalist, a one-of-a-kind interviewer, a one-of-a-kind radio host. He's the kind of communicator that cannot be and should not be duplicated. For his work, we, the radio public, and the podcast public, and the internet public, are and should be forever grateful. We'll miss you, Bob, and we know that you're already up there in the stars, speaking with the stars of any walk of life, and I know that you're inquisitive and your conversations will be as great as ever. I want to thank all of our guests for being here today. Tyler Cooper from The Take, Sabrina Bryan, Will Friedel from Magical Rewind, and all of you for tuning in. Coming away on Friday, our next episode, we will have live the founder and chief executive of Think Fact, Jack Perry, and we'll talk about his brand new service that involves local news and public affairs and sports and cultural content assembled by more than 300 television stations around the country called Zine. Plus, from the new Great American Country scripted series, their first ever County Rescue, we'll have creator Brian Bogg and co-star Brett Barbell. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can check out our website 24/7, tomorrowbetelevised.com, and again, our wonderful, great avenue of podcasts, many of whom also take Magical Rewind. We're talking Google Podcasts, Spotify, Fathom, Luminary, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, iTunes, and many, many more. We always love hearing from you. What do you think about the topics we cover in this program? And what's your general thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? We'd like to hear you, so email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when we hear from you, we hear you back because we do respond to what you have to say anytime, 24/7. Plus, you can also catch me on social media, Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Don't forget, you can also catch me on Wednesday mornings for all the talk about TV sports on Sports Newswire. It's the daily news information show on Sports Grid Network, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on smart TV sets and devices, Local Now, Amazon Freebie, and many more great multi-channel bundles. That's Sports Newswire, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Wednesdays on the Sports Grid Television Network. And you can also go catch our program as well at sportsgrid.com live, en vivo. As I said, we love hearing from you, so do email. Do use social media. I will email and social media back because that's our promise to you. What you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toews, BeatChart General Manager, Jay Sonnenberg, is Head of Content. Website, Susan Bye Bye on Podium, the Internet's Great Podcast Outpost. Guitarist Fakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Televised was brought to you with limited commercial interruption today by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Remember, go to liquidiv.com, order products today. You get 20% off using that promo code TELEVISED at checkout. For Tomorrow Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Valentine's Day 2024. Mwah. Happy B-Day, Mom and Dad. Love you both always and forever. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're doing now and Friday, please make it safe. Make it great for you and the others you love. And remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.